Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com. Working remotely, where you are shouldn't dictate what you do. Work from the road by turning your vehicle into a reliable high-speed data Wi-Fi hotspot with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. On the network that covers more roads than any other carrier, take your work on the road and AT&T will be there to keep you connected. Connect up to 10 devices and stream conference calls, finish up that presentation, or answer last-minute emails. Why wait? Go to att.com/in-car Wi-Fi today for free trial eligibility. Based on independent third-party data, number of devices varies by manufacturer. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Now, your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. They push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Get in touch with technology with Tech Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey there, and welcome to the podcast. This is Jonathan Strickland, writer with How Stuff Works, and with me is editor and percussionist extraordinaire, Chris Paulette.
Hey there.
And we're going to talk to you today a little bit about MP3s, specifically, are MP3s destroying sound quality in the music business and the world at large, and should we all throw our iPods in the garbage?
Well, it's easy to say that the MP3 is the number one most used audio format because,
yes,
you know, it's on everybody's well. It's easy to say, though, there are tons of other ones. But MP3 is by and large it. But you can't say, in my opinion, that the MP3 by itself is destroying music. There are a lot of other things that have gone
Britney
up until
Spears
this point.
And
well, yes, there's that. but you know, the CD itself is already clipping a lot of the frequencies that we normally hear. Now,
that's true.
The human ear can hear between 20 and 20,000 hertz, basically. Although, you know, there are some differences person to person, and apparently females can hear a little more frequency than males. But, you know, the CD started that because to fit a song on a CD, or a whole album on a CD, artists and producers had to start compressing the music. And basically they're cutting out frequencies that we can't hear. Well, an MP3, 128, which is the standard kilobits per second, encoding for MP3s to fit the, you know, the thousands of songs on our MP3 players, and 128 kilobits per second, an MP3 cuts out a lot more frequency.
Right.
So, you know, that's a lot of what's going on here, but why would that be destroying music?
Well, it's interesting. You see, first of all, what you get when you compress down to the MP3 format is, yes, first of all, you look at the frequencies that humans can't hear at all, and you're like, well, let's just throw those out because how could that possibly affect sound quality. Well, after that, you start looking at frequencies that you could hear, but you're not likely to hear because there are other frequencies being played at that same moment that would cover it up. So let's say it was a really soft guitar part under a really loud drum part. You say, well, let's just get rid of the guitar part because who's going to hear it? And you start making more and more compromises like that, and that eventually starts to affect sound quality. Well, they also start to, they being codecs, essentially. When you're compressing down to MP3 format, you start to cut out the high end and the low end of the frequencies. And so the song, while it may sound good enough for someone who wants, you know, a portable solution to carrying music around, they don't sound nearly as good as the original version would have. And you can really tell this when you're using high-end music equipment. If you're using crappy little speakers or headphones, you may not be able to tell the difference because the output's going to be pretty lousy across the board. But if you're listening on really nice equipment, you'll be able to tell the difference between an MP3 version of a song and an uncompressed version of that song.
Yeah, and as a user, you have some control over this. If you're taking your CDs or vinyl albums or whatever else and encoding them into MP3s, you can change the bit rate, which is the amount of information essentially that the computer is using to encode the file. So you could, you know, crank it all the way up to 320 kbps. Now that's going to make your MP3 files that much larger and take up that much more room on your MP3 player, but you'll be able to get a lot more information in there.
Right.
And, you know, MP3 is a lossy format, which means that you're already losing a lot of information in there. You could use other formats. The one that comes to mind would be the free lossless audio codec, or FLAC. And that is a lossless format. But again, it carries a lot bigger file size because it has a lot more digital information in the file.
And more importantly, to some people, it's not necessarily compatible with the equipment you have.
Like an iPod.
So that's, but Apple does have its own lossless file format as well that you can look into. But as for MP3s, you're going to be dealing with a little bit of a reduction of sound quality. How much depends mainly upon the bit rate. But if you want to learn more about MP3s, check out our article on how MP3s work at howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
Brought to you by the reinvented 2012 Camry. It's ready. Are you?
Running a business is no cakewalk, but with SAP Concur Solutions, you can be ready for anything. You can manage travel, expenses, and AP all on one platform that's packed with AI and best practices, and that delivers it all through an easy, clear, I can't believe how simple that is experience. So, while not much can be done about that guy who never fails to burn the microwave popcorn and stink up the entire office, with SAP Concur, you can easily handle almost anything else. Take control of your business finances today at concur.com. That's concur.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedena. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.